You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, Dempsey Bob, the world-renowned and celebrated Tahltan'd Tlingit artist, is opening a new exhibit at the North Pacific Cannery. On Friday, Bob was joined by dozens as he opened his show, Salmon Cannery Days, that reconnects with his roots and celebrates salmon and honors the last of the North Pacific canneries that supported thousands of people on the coast decades ago. I caught up with Heather Hadland-Dudeward, General Manager of the North Pacific Cannery, and Dempsey Bob about hosting the new exhibit.
Heather Hadland-Dudeward, I'm the General Manager here at North Pacific Cannery National Historic Site.
Great, Heather. Thanks so much for being with us on CICK. So we're here today. There is an exhibit opening, a Dempsey Bob exhibit. Maybe tell me a little bit about what the exhibit is about and why are you having it here at the cannery?
So Dempsey Bob approached us probably about 2-3 years ago wanting to do this exhibit. It's called Cannery Days. And North Pacific Cannery holds a very special place in Dempsey's heart because he grew up in Port Edward. And from that generation of people working in the canneries, everybody kind of visited every cannery. North Pacific Cannery is special to him because it's the last remaining intact cannery on the north, or on the Pacific North Coast. And so it is kind of like a homecoming for him, his family, his friends, and a lot of people in the Prince Rupert, Port Edward area, and all the way up the line as well. People would arrive on the train and come here. And that's one of the heart of his exhibit here is the suitcase that represents people traveling, getting off the train and coming to the canneries for the summer. So when you were young, this place was like full of adventures and family and friends. So that's one of the main reasons why he's come back here, because this is a life that is kind of over now. And he does have a golden salmon to represent the gold rush, he calls it, of the salmon gold rush of fishing, which we don't have anymore, which is really unfortunate. So, yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting. One thing you kind of mentioned, you know, he grew up around this area. I'm sure that'll come out in the exhibit and some of his work. But what are you hearing from people? Like, this obviously has got to be a draw. Dempsey Bob is a well-known, one of the most well-known North Pacific artists that we have. So what are you kind of seeing? What are you expecting to see people coming in to visit not only the cannery, but also his exhibit?
I think we're going to see a lot of his old friends. We've even got a Tahltan singer coming. He's going to be doing some music on the dock, which is going to be really exciting because he gave us a little bit of a kind of like a show just to test his equipment. It sounds just amazing, just on the river. But I think we're going to see a lot of people reminiscing about their time and their life here at North Pacific, because we still get lots of people returning that lived here. And I can only imagine what it was like. I can't even imagine. This place is only half of what it used to be. So for these people experiencing the memories, it's going to be really nice.
Yeah. For people who are interested in wanting to check out this exhibit, it's on for the next month, I believe. What can they expect and how can they come see it? Where is it exactly on the grounds here?
So it's actually, to my surprise, it's a little bit more spread out than we thought. We thought it would just be in the assistant manager's house because a lot of his work is wood carving. But to our surprise, it was actually metal steel that he's made these salmon carvings. So we have them all over the site so people can kind of walk around the site and enjoy. The Cannery Days display that represents all the ethnicities that came to work at the canneries, that one's in the assistant manager house, and the rest are sporadically put through the cannery, the main cannery, and one of the First Nations houses that are here on site. So when people come, they can come and pay their admission, and they will be, we'll point out where the site, where the, his works of art are. We'll have some t-shirts, some prints, some stickers and whatnot for people who want to purchase them. But we'll have his art here till actually the end of the season. So September 30th is our last day of operations. So they'll be right here till then. So people have the whole rest of the summer and September to see it. So.
Yeah, last time we talked, you mentioned something about that. There's a special salmon design that's going to be on some of the t-shirts and that and stickers for the cannery. Is that right?
That's what we were hoping, but he went for a more different design. So, but we do have the red salmon in our window that he made specifically for North Pacific Cannery. It's one of a very original piece that he's made. So, and it's pretty special to us because our logo is a red salmon. He's got a lot of his original artwork here, and you only be able to get that stuff here at North Pacific Cannery. So pretty exciting.
No doubt. Thanks so much, Heather.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for coming out.
My name is Dempsey Bob. I'm Talton Clinkett from Telegraph Creek, British Columbia, and I'm from the Wolf Clan. That's my crest.
Great, Dempsey. You just opened an exhibition here at the North Pacific Cannery, which I understand has some significance for you and your upbringing. Tell me a little bit about why you wanted to open this exhibition here.
Well, I wanted to open it here because it's... I grew up in the cannery, not here, but in Port Edward, you know, the Nelson Brothers Cannery.
Yeah.
And I wanted to honor the people that were cannery workers and the fishermen. And, you know, like my dad worked in the cannery and my mom worked in the cannery, my grandfather, my aunties, my uncles, my sisters, my brothers, I worked there. Oh, wow. You know, so the cannery has been a part of us for over 120 years. Our people, First Nations, worked in the cannery. You know, like, and how I got the idea was, I remember our people used to get off the train, you know, with their old suitcases, and they'd go to work in the cannery. And we could go in here and take a look.
Dempsey Bob takes me into the assistant manager's house at the North Pacific Cannery, where one of his installations is being housed.
I'm getting contemporary.
Absolutely.
Contemporary, boy.
I did see it. I just seen Margaret and him had a...
Yeah, you seen her?
Yeah, we had a cup of tea with her. Yeah.
Okay.
Very nice.
How I got the idea was, the, you know, the people used to get off the train with their old suitcase. And what I did was, this suitcase is my father-in-law's from the, you know, from the 40s and 50s, you know. And what I did was I kept the old suitcase and... I painted a traditional salmon design on it because I remember we used to get off the train from Hazleton and Smithers, Prince George, and the Nass, and they get off at the canneries at Sunnyside. They get off here in North Pacific and Cass Yar and Sunnyside and Nelson Brothers in Port Edward. And I used to remember them. They'd get on the train again with their old suitcases and go back home. And what I did was, you know, like when I was doing this, one of our elders said, you know, she worked in a cannery all her life, and she said, well, you got to include the Japanese and the Chinese people and all the people, you know, that worked in the cannery. So what I did was I got that Japanese doll from Japan. It was a gift, and the Japanese rice bowl and chopstick was given to me by a friend of mine, Azumi, and that was from Sunnyside Cannery. And what I did with this wok represents the Chinese people that worked in the cannery. That's Chinese chopsticks. And I did our traditional, very traditional spoon that we all had and used. That represents the First Nations. And the netting needles represent the net menders. The basket represents the female weavers of our people. And I just showed some of the old cans and labels that were on there. And the boots belonged to my mother-in-law. She was from England, and she those are her cannery boots. And then when you go on the other side, what I did was this side here with the apron and the uniform is my sister's, worked in the cannery over 40 years. Those are cannery gloves. And then Canfisco was one in Rupert. Paramount was the brand for Port Edward for the Nelson Brothers Fisheries, and that's where I grew up. And that's the Port Edward flag. Each cannery had a flag, because the flags, you know, if you fish for Port Edward, you had a flag like that on your boat. And the packers would go out and use their binoculars and find you, and say you, all the fishermen coming in, they'd go and pack it all up and bring it in a bigger, like a seiner. And that's why that flag was important. And what I did on this side was I did a face that represents our people. And I wanted to face the ocean. The red are the salmon eggs. And what I did, these are just stickers and stuff that were part of the cannery. And what I did was I did it in a circle, because the circle is spiritual to our people, but I don't want to say too much about it. But what I did was I did the four sacred directions, north, south, west, east. But actually north is that way. But I did it this way because you won't be able to see the suitcase if we twist it. It's not big enough. And when I had the idea, I wanted people to walk around it, you know. And so this really important part of our heritage is part of my heritage. And to me, it's real. And why I did them in red? Red is our spiritual color, you know, and it's for protection. Eh? And also the red, we say, is our land. The red is our culture. The red is our people. I mean, the circle. And the circle is our drum, you know. And that's why I did it, this piece this way. And it's one of my, I think it's one of my best pieces.
Well, you were...
It's contemporary. It's an insulation piece.
Yeah.
And somebody said, but it's an insulation piece. Well, I said, well, what else could it be, right?
Yeah.
And what I did was I did three different salmon designs.
Yeah.
See it?
Yeah.
And then I broke it up like this. Look, see this fish? His back.
Yeah.
And then this side, when you go to this next one, these guys are like they're spawning or cuddling him, right? Yeah. And then this guy, his back's... And I got the idea at 4 o'clock in the morning. I woke up and, because I had them all in a row like this, and it didn't look right. It's just too much repetition. And then I got the idea of this. It just came to me, and I thought, oh, shit, that's what it is. I switched them. I started switching them. And that's what I did with this piece.
Amazing. I guess that's how it happens, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, one you mentioned, it's, you know, contemporary installation. It's a bit of a departure from what most people would associate with you, carvings, drawings. Is this something that you've been wanting to do and pull this together for a long time, knowing that the history is so deep with this and with this place and your family?
Oh, yeah, you know, because people want to keep us in categories, you know.
Mm.
They want me to make those big, expensive carvings. But
yeah.
I'm an artist. And you can't tell an artist what to do.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd be a carpenter.
Yeah.
Be a little boring.
And... you know what's really good about getting old? You just don't give a shit anymore.
I'm waiting to get there.
Yeah. I'm going to do what I want to do, right? That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. Because you know why? It's there.
Yeah.
It's there. And it's my time now, too. And how I got the other ideas, you know, for these. Like, these are metal cutouts. And it's that powder coating. You know, we... paint cars, that's what this is, yeah.
Lovely, Dempsey, lovely.
Pretty neat, eh?
Yeah,
One thing that was mentioned was that, you know, you grew up around here, Port Ed, your family's so deeply connected to this. I mean, this whole area, you know, there was half a dozen canneries here up at Port Essington.
Mm-hmm.
The history is so deep in this place, you know, you can kind of feel the energy just being here. One thing that was mentioned was that this is a bit of a homecoming for you. I think I met your sister,
who's
also here.
Yeah.
And it seems like there's a lot of friends and family that have come out. How does it feel to come back to this place? And what are you kind of feeling in terms of, you know, the energy and the history, knowing that you kind of brought it all together in this piece?
Well, I feel, you know, like I like coming here because it brings me back to my childhood. And it was a great old days, you know. It was creative, you know what I mean? It was a creative time. And at that time, our culture was very strong, and we shared and helped everything, and we worked hard. Mm-hmm. You know, we worked hard. And everybody that worked in the cannery, our people, they said, you know what, it was the best times of their lives. And that's how I feel, too. You know, because, you know, it's never going to happen again. And we had a lot of elders, and our elders came from the last century, so they had a lot of knowledge, you know what I mean? And the culture was strong, and I was lucky, really I was lucky that I listened, and I wish I listened more, though, but...
Yeah, tell me about it.
But that's why, I want to make a statement about the salmon, because we're losing the salmon, because the salmon is our culture, it's our foundation, you know? Salmon was what gave us time to carve and do our culture and live. You know, we could put up enough salmon in a month to last a year or more. You know what I mean? So that's why I wanted to make a statement. And what I'm doing with the other, like that eagle, the blue eagle, the eagle depends on the salmon. I did some 15 other wood carvings, but those are in Vancouver. I'm going to do a show at the Equinox Gallery. And we can't display it here. It's too damp, and plus there's not much security. But
just the last thing for you, Dempsey, because you mentioned there, what does salmon mean to you?
Well, it's like I said, it's the foundation of our culture. Because you know the salmon is what gave us time and food. And it's spiritual to us too, you know, because when you think about it, look, if we lose the salmon, eagles are gone, ravens are gone, killer whales are gone, animals are gone, and we're next. Really, that's the whole reality of it. And to us, you know, like how important the buffalo was to the plains people, this is our buffalo. So that's why it's important. And that's why I want to make a statement about, you know, losing them. You know, so that's why I did. That's what I'm doing anyways.
All right, Dempsey, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.